Nolte, Chuck Todd, Just Like the Ukraine Hoax, is Unraveling Before Our Eyes. By John Nolte on October 7, 2019. Just when you thought Chuck Todd could not go any more off the rails, he swerves into oncoming traffic, hits a gravel truck, flips over three times, and lands upside down in a drainage ditch filled with rattlesnakes and baby poop. Chuck Todd has always had a tough time accepting the results of the 2016 presidential, especially after he declared Hillary Clinton the winner a month before the votes were counted. And as a result, over the past 3 years, we've watched Todd beg then-House Speaker Paul Ryan, R.Y., to impeach Trump, and then use BuzzFeed's fake news to assure us Trump's impeachment was guaranteed, and then break the North American speed record for spreading four lies in under a minute, and then completely buy into the Russia collusion hoax, and then. Basically, Trump broke Chuck Todd. In just a few short years, he went from being one of the smartest analysts on TV to an afterthought, an asterisk, just another dishonest left-wing operative with a TV hour to shriek about protecting our precious norms, even as he violates every journalistic norm to get drunk. This Ukraine thing, though, has unglued Todd. He's entered the face-melting stage, which began last week with this bizarre rant about how Trump is destroying democracy and stuff. I don't say this lightly. Let's be frank, a national nightmare is upon us. The basic rules of our democracy are under attack from the president. We begin tonight with a series of admissions by the president that all but ensure his impeachment in the House of Representatives. It's a moment of truth for Republicans, and they have been largely silent on what we have seen from the president. Today he publicly called on two foreign governments to interfere in the presidential election by investigating his chief 2020 political rival. This is arguably a national emergency. The Founding Fathers would consider it a national emergency if the president publicly lobbied multiple foreign governments to interfere in the next election. Here's the full video. It's hilarious. What this is really about, though, is Todd's emotional unraveling as the Ukraine hoax unravels. And if you thought his destroying democracy panic attack was unhinged, watch Todd have a Sunday tantrum because Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., dares to talk about the Democrats' documented collusion with Ukraine and Russia to sabotage the 2016 presidential election. Here's the full video. Todd's like a mailman about to run amok. Dash. Chuck Todd nearly sheds a tear because John Brennan, one of the originators of the collusion lie, is criticized. You know who totally fabricates information to advance his political agenda? Brennan. pic.twitter.com/2gaublet7zj. Elizabeth Harrington, at Liz RNC, October 7, 2019. Dash. So here's why I think Todd is unraveling. Just to be clear, this is a guess on my part, I have no inside info. But I got the Russia collusion hoax correct from day one, so at least hear me here. Weeks and weeks ago, Chuck Todd, his confederates in the elite media, and Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, we're all certain they had the smoking gun to impeach Trump. We know Schiff knew about this phony whistleblower complaint well in advance. And my guess is that Schiff helped to write the thing in a way where it could only lead to Trump's impeachment and removal. It is no stretch, then, to assume if Schiff knew about the phony whistleblower in advance, all of his pals in the media, like Todd, also knew. My guess is that Schiff oversold what he had to the media. Promised them Trump would be caught red-handed withholding U.S. aid if the Ukrainians refused to dig up dirt on Biden. I also believe Chuck Todd, Jake Tapper, and the usual deep state bootlickers at the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, and NBC News, all strategized with Schiff and each other to roll the whistleblower news out in the most damaging way possible. It was an obvious shock and awe campaign. That was not by accident. So imagine you're Chuck Todd. And for weeks you've known for a fact that you got the goods on the bad orange man this time. And then. You don't. And you don't because the transcript of the call between Trump and Ukraine's president was a big, fat zero, a bust, a nothing burger served on a nothing bun. So here you are. The same Chuck Todd who bought all of Schiff's lies about the Russia collusion hoax. And you have egg all over your frustrated face again because you bought his lies again. Instead of being a journalist, you let Schiff sucker you. Again, into being a stenographer for the Democrat Party and the intelligence community. Yep, once again, You allowed your partisan wish casting to get in the way of your integrity and professionalism. Worse still, at least if you're a Chuck Todd, it's all backfiring. The only person getting killed politically by the Ukraine hoax is Joe Biden, the best shot you had at unseating Trump. The Ukraine hoax is burying Biden. He's lost his lead to Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, who will be much easier for Trump to beat in 2020. And polls show that 57% of Americans want Biden's Ukraine scandal investigated by the Department of Justice. Let me put it this way. The Ukraine hoax is unraveling so badly they are now trotting out a second whistleblower hoping for a do-over. Yes, the Julie Swetnick of this particular hoax is warming up in the bullpen. And so, we're finally at the point in the Roadrunner cartoon where Wile E. Chuckle grabs a hammer and starts pounding on his own head. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.